Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from Bhagavad Gita as it is, by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Founder Acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Chapter 3, Karma Yoga, text number 32. Yes. Okay, please repeat. Yay. Those. To. However. Etat. This. Abhyasuyantaha, out of envy, na, do not, anutishtanti, regularly perform, me, my, matam, injunction, sarvagyan, in all sorts of knowledge, vimudhan, perfectly befooled, tan, they are, vidi, know it well, nastan, all ruined, achetasaha, without Krishna consciousness. Sorry, I should have just read the Sanskrit. I'm a little confused. Please excuse me. It doesn't matter. So now we'll repeat the verse. Ye tveve tat abhyasuyanto nanutishtanti me matam sarvajnana vimudangstan vidinastana cetasa ye tveve tat abhyasuyanto. Yetveve tatapyasuyanto nanutishtanti me matam sarvajnana vimudangstan vidinastana cetasa yetveve tatapyasuyanto nanutishtanti me matam sarvajnana vimudangstan vidinastan achetasa. Yatveva tattabhyasuyanto nanutishtanti me matam sarvajnana vimudangstan vidinastan achetasa. Yatveva tadyasunanto nanus distanti me matam sarvagyan vimudangstan vidinastan achetasa.
Would you like to try, Prabhu? Would you like to sing, please?
Yatveva tattapyasuyanto nanutishtanti me matam sarvajnana vimudangstan vidinastan achetasaha. Yay. Those.
I'll do it again. We have to remember the verse, you see, that's the idea. So you should repeat it again and again till you know. Prahlada Maharaj, he knows all 700 verses. That's the idea. I mean, that's maybe a tall order, but we should know at least a couple hundred. Or at least, you know, a couple of dozen.
Yay. Those. Two. However. Etat. This. Abhyasuyantaha. Out of envy. Na. Do not. Anutishtanti. Regularly perform. May, my, matam, injunction, Sarvagyan, in all sorts of knowledge. Vimudhan, perfectly. Be fooled. Tan, they are. Vidi, know it well. Nastan, all ruined. Achetasaha, without Krishna consciousness. Translation: but those who, out of envy, disregard these teachings and do not follow them regularly are to be considered bereft of all knowledge, befooled, and ruined in their endeavors for perfection. Purport: the flaw of not being Krishna conscious is clearly stated herein. As there is punishment for disobedience to the order of the Supreme Executive Head, so there is certainly punishment for disobedience to the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. A disobedient person, however great he may be, is ignorant of his own self and of the Supreme Brahman, Paramatma, and the Personality of Godhead, due to a vacant heart. Therefore, there is no hope of perfection of life for him. Om Agyana Timrandasya Gananjana Salakya Chaksur Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistang Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Akadamayam Dadati Svapanantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Parakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupang Sagra Jatam Sagana Raghunatham Vitam Tang Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parichana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabando Jagatpate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavanishwari Vishabhanu Sutadevi Pranamami Haripriye Vanshakalpa Drubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhye Vacha Patitanang Pavnebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadhara Sivasari Ghor Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Yatvevatat abhya suyanto nanuttishtanti mematam sarvagyan vimudangstan vidinastan achetasaha. So, I'll be honest with you, we have one guest, but I will not ask you a personal question, but, you know, I'm kind of glad there are not more guests, because it's very heavy verse. Krishna is very heavy, and proper also. And I tend to be also very heavy, so maybe today I can tone it down a little bit. We'll see. Let's see. Let's just pick it up from a few verses back, just to get into it. It's a discussion between Krishna and Arjuna, and Arjuna has to fight against his own family. His brother is supposed to get the crown. His brother is the most honest person. He's a very righteous man, and his nephew illegally took the kingdom, actually cheated Yudhisthira out of his whole kingdom and his wife and everything due to cheating of a dice game. It was a very mean thing to do, and he also tried to kill them many times. And this man Duryodhan, he was the son of Dhritarashtra. And he didn't want to listen, and therefore this whole armies, they gathered. You can see it right there. All the armies are behind Krishna Arjuna. And so this world war actually happened 5,000 years ago. It ensued. And then at the very verge of beginning, Arjuna got, as we say in ISKCON, mental. Or he was acting like he was getting mental. And he said, Krishna, I don't want to fight. And then he got confused, and he surrendered to Krishna, and then Krishna started to preach to him, basically. He said, you're not the body, and therefore it doesn't matter, you just have to do your duty. And then he said, you just act in intelligence of me. And then Arjuna got confused. He said, do you want me to do my duty, or do you want me to act in Buddha Yoga, or Krishna consciousness? And Arjuna was thinking Buddha Yoga means becoming detached, go to the forest, and not do anything anymore. So now Krishna is explaining, I think I pick it up from text 30. Text 30 is a good way to pick it up. He says, Now let me give you the Sanskrit. Mayi sarvani karmani sanyas yat yat machetasa nirashi nirmamo budva yudyasva vigata dvaran.
So this word sanyas is very famous word, very known word, and is here translated as giving up. So Krishna is saying to Arjuna, surrendering all your works unto me with full knowledge of me, without desire for profit, with no claims to proprietorship, and free from lethargy, fight. So we discussed this the other day. This Prabhupada says, this verse clearly indicates the purpose of the Bhagavad Gita. So it's a very important verse. It gives us the purpose of life, of Bhagavad Gita. Because Bhagavad Gita means the song sang by Bhagavan. Bhagavan means one who possesses all opulences, and that is Krishna. When Krishna appeared, he had so much wealth, he had, actually he has all the wealth, he has all beauty, all strength, all knowledge, all fame, and at the same time he's got all these assets, he's got all renunciation. So that is Bhagavan, who possesses all these six fullnesses, all these six qualities in full. And then he said yesterday, Shradavanto, Yeme matam irang nityang anutishtanti manavaha, Shradavanto na suyanto muchante te pi karma bihi. Again, this word he used today also, anutishtanti. You have to execute things regularly, it's very important. Those persons who execute their duties according to my injunctions and who follow these teachings faithfully, without envy, become free from the bondage of fruitive activities. So, I got to be honest with you, that sounds like us. Sounds like the devotees, you know, who, you know, every day the devotees execute their duties according to Krishna's injunctions and they follow the teachings faithfully. I mean, at least we should do that. If we do that, we're devotees. Without envy, that is sometimes a little bit difficult, at least for me, become free from the bondage of fruitive actions. That is also difficult. But that is the result, Krishna says here. That's very difficult to do it, you know, without wanting a result. That is very difficult. But Krishna says, if you execute your duties according to his rules, his injunctions, let me see, what is the Sanskrit? It says here, Shradavantaha, with faith and devotion. Yeah. Oh, here, Matam, injunction. And who follow this teaching faithfully. Yeah, that is also explained by Rupa Goswami. Like, maybe you know this expression, it's called hope against hope. Now, many people in the world, they also work hope against hope. They think, if I go to this movie, then I will be happy. Or if I, you know, get this $1 million, then I will. And it's hope against hope. They think they'll get happy, but it all results in disease, old age, and death. So it is, there is really no solution. Like Prabhupada says, spiritual life is very, very difficult, but material life is impossible, because it ends in death. But they also have that faith. But we also need to have that faith. And it's a kind of also a hope against hope. But we should have that faith that if we follow this process, then ultimately we'll be connected with Krishna. They were already connected with Krishna. In fact, we're always connected with Krishna. We cannot but be connected with Krishna. But this is called Maya. We willfully disconnect ourselves, or we actually think that we disconnect ourselves, because it's all Krishna's energy. But due to the power of the mind, we identify with the body. Like the example is given of a car. You sit in a nice car, and then somebody hits you from behind, and then the first thing you say is, you hit me from behind. So then you identify with the body. Of course, generally, if you realize that somebody's hurt, then you start to think, oh, are you okay? Is nobody's hurt? So then immediately you start to understand what is the important thing. Is the passengers, is not the car. So similarly, we also identify with the body. The passenger is the soul. Soul is in the heart.
And but if you are a long time in a car, then you identify with it. It just takes a few minutes, actually. So it's the same with the body. If we're already so many lifetimes within material bodies, so then we identify with it. So we shouldn't do that. And if we follow these teachings faithfully, then we will be connected with Krishna. And like I said, we're already connected with Krishna, especially here in the temple, because we have Sri Radha Gopinath. So we only have to wait a few more minutes, then the curtains open, and then we can see Krishna. And then we're connected. But at the same time, it's called Achincha Bheda Bheda Tattva. It's not different from Krishna. At the same time, it is different. It's the same person. Gopinath is Gopinath. He's Krishna. But there is also another Gopinath. It's not another one, but it's the same one, but he is another transcendental body. It's two persons, one person, two bodies. One person, two bodies. Only Krishna can do that. Like Vishnu also is Krishna, or Ramachandra, or today is Varahadev's appearance day. This is also Krishna, but it's an expansion. But it's actually the same person. It's just that he's not exhibiting everything. But with the Krishna, well, we don't want to call it incarnation, but the Krishna form is the original form, transcendental form, Sat-Chit Ananda Vigraha. Full of bliss, knowledge, and eternal form. And in that form, he exhibits all his opulences. Like Lord Ramachandra, he was very staunch. He was completely fixed on his queen, Sita, one wife. But with Krishna, he had 16,108 wives. So Krishna, he shows full opulences. In fact, there is a story in Krishna book that in Lord Ramachandra's pastimes, there were these yogis, and they, it's kind of an intimate pastime, but they wanted to have a relation with Lord Ramachandra. And then Lord Ramachandra said, this is not possible because this is a different pastime. You know, you have to wait till I come back as Krishna. So then these sages, they came back in Krishna Lila as gopis, as coward girls. And then after that is understood then, It's described and they reach perfection. They were not yet completely pure, but they were almost completely pure, and then they reach perfection. So this is kind of how it goes. Then that is why we have to have faith, that if we worship Sri Radha Gopinath, then we'll become purified. Like I was explaining the other day, Bhaktisiddhanta Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada's guru, he was chanting 1 billion rounds. So they're giving the example. Of course, it's not really possible for us to chant so many rounds. I mean, that's what Prabhupada said. But it should inspire us to be very serious. And it should also make us understand that it's not so easy and that we need practice. We need to become purified. So we should follow the teaching faithfully, without envy. And then Krishna says, you become free from the bondage of fruitive actions. Prabhupada says, as the Vedas are eternal, so this truth of Krishna consciousness is also eternal. One should have firm faith in this injunction without envying the Lord. That we discussed this morning, no? Or was it yesterday? No, it was yesterday. Yadunanda Maharaj explained that people might look so friendly and nice, but he said if they eat meat, it's actually an enviousness. Some envy is there. And he says ultimately that envy is towards Krishna. So we have to give that up. And if you think about it, it is quite true. Because just to satisfy your own tongue, and then to kill an animal, which is not really necessary, it's kind of rude, to say the least. And here is a very important thing for us, at least for me. An ordinary man with firm faith in the eternal injunctions of the Lord, even though unable to execute such orders, becomes liberated from the bondage of the law of karma. So even if we are unable, but if we have faith, firm faith in the injunctions, then we can become liberated from the bondage of the law of karma. And so Prabhupada continues, and I'll just finish that purport and we continue. In the beginning of Krishna consciousness, one may not fully discharge the injunctions of the Lord. But because one is not resentful of this principle and works sincerely without consideration of defeat and hopelessness, he will surely be promoted to the stage of pure Krishna consciousness. And so we should always be careful not to change the philosophy. You know, there's nothing wrong with taking a break. You know, but you should understand that you're taking a break. Don't change the philosophy that everything is all right. Just understand that I can't do it, but I have full faith. I cannot fully discharge the injunctions of the Lord, but I'm not resentful of the principle that if I do it, then I will reach the perfection. And I keep working sincerely without consideration of defeat and hopelessness, and then I will surely be promoted to the stage of pure Krishna consciousness. This is what Prabhupada is saying here. Should not be resentful of the fact that the process is working. So are there any questions on that? Because this is a very important point. I want to make it clear. Yeah? Right, now there's different gopis. That's how they explain in Krishna book. There's the eternal gopis, eternal coward girls, and then there's other gopis, like these sages from the forest, who met Lord Ramachandra in the previous life, that are not fully 100% pure. And so it's like a training. That is why I gave the example. Well, I gave the example to explain to you that Lord Ramachandra is not fully exhibiting all his powers, but I also the example of this is that, like it said here, we may not fully discharge the injunctions of the Lord, but because one is not resentful of this principle and works sincerely without consideration of defeat and hopelessness, he will surely be promoted to the stage of pure Krishna consciousness. So it's a gradual process. Like these sages, they were not considering defeat or hopelessness. They were just thinking, okay, we cannot obtain Lord Ramachandra this life, then next life. So we should little bit see the broader picture, you know, and we should just try to bring people up. Like one devotee, he explained to me that Krishna is like a fisherman. I don't know if you've ever seen like tuna fishing. Of course, fishing, it's a little bit of a rude example, but it's a very graphic example, because tuna is a very strong fish, and if you haul it in, the line will snap. Most fish, it will go like that. So what Krishna does, he is hooking us, by hook and by crook, Prabhupada says, he's hooking us, and then he's hauling us in, and then he lets us go a little bit. But the idea is that he hauls us in more than that he let us go. So we are Krishna's servants, so we try to do the same thing. If somebody has some trouble, okay, he goes back a little bit, but then we keep inspiring him so that he's making more progress. Like sometimes devotees, like I would distribute books in Amsterdam, and I would give somebody a Bhagavad Gita, and then they said, no, I cannot take it, I just ate fish. So the idea is that, okay, you ate fish, that is not so good, but then all the more reason to take the Bhagavad Gita. So you can make a little, you go a little bit back, but then you do something good also. So you try to make more and more progress like that. It's not so easy, but at the same time, you know, Krishna is right here. Gopinath is here. Krishna is in our heart. We have a spiritual master. There's so many spiritual masters. You have Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada's books. So there's so, it's already there. But to actually speak with Krishna, I mean, you can speak with the deity, but then you also have to be very, very pure. And that is actually the level that we want to obtain, that we can speak with Gopinath. that we can ask him, was the good milk sweets today? And, no, yeah, it was really nice. Or no, it was too sweet. Or not sweet enough. So, but it's a gradual process. But that is the stage that we want to obtain. But like I said, the Krishna is there every step of the way. He's there in our heart. And sometimes you feel that, oh, Krishna is helping me. But to come to that stage, like the sages in Ramachandra, to actually meet Krishna, that might not be so 1, 2, 3. That needs practice. Like you can see it, sometimes you see a devotee after 2, 3 years, or then, and you see he's changed. Right? But it changed not so super much. I mean, sometimes it does, but it's very gradual. But we can, if we want, we can do super much, or whatever you want to call it. But, you know, my experience is that it's very exceptional, like Dhruva Maharaj, or I don't know who else, you know. You have these special devotees, and they do extreme tapasya. Yeah. It's possible, but then you have to be very staunch. And also, yeah, sometimes we see that if you're too staunch, then you go back again, like with the example of the fish. If you go too quick, then the line, it snaps, and then you go all the way back. So you have to. That's why you also need the spiritual master to, not too much, not too little. No. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And there's another example that comes to mind. It's about sense gratification. Prabhupada says sense gratification is like salt. You need a little bit. Not too much, because then you can't eat it anymore. But if there's no salt at all, it's, you know, it's too much. Huh? No, no, I'm not giving a license. I'm saying salt, just a little bit. So you can, like we say, don't eat meat. But we don't say just don't eat meat, we say eat halva. You see? So, you can have some. But, you know, I ate halva almost every day. That is also not so good. So the idea is actually to eat halva on Sunday and like today, because it's Svaradev, and then, okay, tomorrow also. So many festivals. But only on festivals, actually, that's the idea. Then we eat some sweet. No, once a week, but on festivals also.
One sweet.
One sweet, yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Well, my advice is you can use your own intelligence, but it's with the salt. Yeah, sugar should be not too much, not too little. But the salt is a good example, because everybody knows if you put too much salt, you can't eat it anymore. And if you put no salt, then it's, you know, it's too boring. So you had one other question? Well, but it's a little different, because generally that example about milk and yogurt is given for Lord Shiva. And the idea is that, because Lord Shiva is also eternal, he's not like Lord Brahma, although he's the son of Lord Brahma, but he is actually eternal. And he's a special, we call it tattva, you have Shiva tattva, it's a special category. And he's compared with yogurt. So from milk you can make yogurt, but from yogurt you cannot make milk anymore. So that example is giving. But the what I understand is Lord Varadev and even Lord Nityananda and Ramachandra, they're all the same person, but they're expansions. Although Nityananda, we know, of course, it's Lord Balaram, but they're all Vishnu Tattva. So in that sense, it is the same person, but it's Chinchabeda Beda Tattva. And it is very intricately explained in the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. This is called postgraduate study. So in the beginning you learn Bhagavad Gita. It's just basically this Brahman, Paramatma, Bhagavan, what Prabhupada explains. Impersonal realization of God, localized realization, God is in every atom. The first is God is energy. Then the second, God is in every... And then the third, God is also a person. He can appear in the deity, and he is in another universe, and he is in the spiritual world. So that's Bhagavad Gita. Then Srimad Bhagavatam explains about the different expansions of Lord Vishnu, Garbhadakasaya Vishnu, who enters the universe at the bottom, and then from him the lotus grows. And then in the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, these things that we're discussing now, they are more explained there. So I have to stop there because we had so many late nights, and then I don't want to get in trouble with the bhajaneers. Okay, one short question. Well, I explained little that is usually with the help of the spiritual master or, like I said the other day, your direct authorities. Karma Kanamaraj explains that you have the comfort circle and the pain circles. You have to be somewhere in between. It's with sports also. You know, sometimes I'm doing some training, so you have to if you want to create some muscles, you have to go to well. It gets a little bit burned, but it shouldn't be too much because then your form goes. You see, so you should push yourself till you get a little bit pushed, but not too much, because then you lose the whole thing. And if you don't know exactly how to do that, then you need some advice from either a spiritual master or from direct authorities. Yeah. Yeah, but sometimes the master, he can see it, that this person has to take slower and that person has to take it. But ultimately, it's something... you feel it yourself. Yeah, that's generally how it should be. You know, it should be in consultation. It sounds a little bit weird, maybe, but it's a love relationship. Yeah. Yeah. No, there are so many spiritual masters, especially in ISKCON, but my point is that it is ultimately, and I think we more and more understand, it's a love relationship. So you reveal your mind in confidence, as Rupa Goswami says, and then you get confidential knowledge. So it should be like that, not like you're saying that that some person just says like that and then you just accept that. That is a little bit artificial, a little bit neophyte. So we have to learn how to establish, relationships, and then ultimately with Krishna. Okay, I have to really stop now. Thank you very much. Thank you. Hare Krishna.